not a good day here in Washington State. I think that's something that is worth some conversational time. 888-302-3684-7 after this hour. I'm the Doug Steffen person who does the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And it's not a good day in Washington. Ken Kessler is here with me to monitor, among other things, some of your thoughts, feelings, exchanges on the social media side of things. I'm trying to talk too quickly because I want to get a number of things in here as time allows. 888-302-3684. Okay. So let's see what we can find out. Why is it that this thing is making... You know how I am with all of this? This is technology. We can listen to a Pepsi commercial if you like. What about that? That'd be probably not something that would be... You know what? It really annoys me about this stuff, Kenny, is it is so unpredictable. You know, people say, oh, man, that stuff is great. So I click onto a story that is actually pretty important, and yet what I get is a Pepsi commercial. And this happens more often. There's the way that the internet news has been ruined, as far as I'm concerned, is that there is a commercial. You know, we have commercials in this program, and everybody's got to understand the commercials are what drive the commercial ability to provide you with the services that you like. It's very hard. You know, you can say, well, PBS is non-commercial. No, it's not. Not at all. That's the biggest fraud, the biggest hoax. Programming on it's pretty good. It costs them a lot of money to provide you with the programming that you say you like, but you're not interested because you're paying $250 for six discs of whatever kind of music you can find, and it doesn't work half the time. You're being asked to pledge money to keep programming. Or Mrs. Clinton was like, oh, Barney, they're going to take away Barney. We got to keep giving them tax money. No, we don't. Not at all. Anyway, it's one of my pet peeves, is people saying it's non-commercial. It is one of the biggest commercial, one of the most profitable organizations that has non-profit status of anything that there is in the country. It doesn't say it isn't good. It's just a fraud because they tell you it's non-commercial. It is commercial, very commercialized, and very profitable. They just don't have to pay taxes on it. That's all. Smart, in a manner of speaking. Anyway... So where I was going with this when I was so but the point is that the internet is commercialized, Facebook commercialized, Twitter's commercialized, everything is commercialized because that's how these people make money in order to provide you with these services that you want. You say you want it, so that's why there are commercials attached to it. Anyway, I just was trying to find a story on what's going on in Washington, and I had to watch why it was a good idea to buy Pepsi in order to get to the story. All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, 5 minutes after I start talking about this, the situation in that mudslide region, 30 homes in Washington State destroyed. Situation is grim, say some of the fire people who were there trying to save people. There are some pretty interesting images that you can see, although... Because I call this the Good Day program, you know, and I think about some of these stories and whether or not I ought to spend any time on them or not, there is a certain obligation that I feel like I have to talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe are known, some of the things that aren't known about this stuff. But then what comes of it? You know that there is a rescue going on where they can. You know the mudslide was 60 feet deep in some areas. You know... there are 108 possible missing people. You know that the schools up there were closed. Actually, there's only one school in that town. Everybody in town, actually, not just the fire department, everybody in town is focused on trying to find those people who might be still alive. The trees that were 60 feet plus tall were taken out of the ground, covered up in some circumstances because the mudslide... was like somebody described it as a whirling washing. It's like a washing machine. You put stuff in the washing machine. Like a washing machine, only it was all mud. And then it was trees. And then it was homes. So Everybody there complaining about having eyes full of mud, noses full of mud, mud get into your mouth, and it's pretty messy.
Yeah,
so that's right. What do you see or sense about that story from any of the people that are following us? Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny.
Just a lot of people can't believe the some of the pictures that have come back, and, yeah. And just it's what is a horrible tragedy.
Grim is the best word for it. Grim. Okay. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. What word would you use to describe the status of the search for the missing Malaysian airliner? What do you think? Is there one word? Mess? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We ought to use that. Maybe that's a good way of working through all that. What word would you use for spring so far? What word would you
depends
use?
Depends where you are.
Yeah, right. I guess. And here, I'm having a great time. But tomorrow at this time, I'll be back on the East Coast with Charlotte and supposedly some snow is in the air. So why is it so hard to find objects that may or may not be in the ocean room of the plane? Duh. Because maybe they aren't there. Because that I got a kick out of that. Was one of the discussions on CNN yesterday. Why can't we find the plane? Because it's not in the ocean? It's probably a place to start, right? Who is who's sort of understanding the bad weather there? Speaking about bad weather, there's a cyclone or a typhoon or something blowing through that area. So for the next day or so, nothing is going to happen. The ships, there was debris that was spotted yesterday. A couple of ships didn't get there in time. Large waves, gale force winds, heavy rain, low clouds, no planes. And if the ships go out there, the men who are on men and women on the ships going to have an upset stomach. Notice how we always say men on the ships, and then like I just did, oh, wait a minute. There are women on those ships now. Did you notice that? How many people notice that? There are men and women on these ships. Okay, I acknowledge that. I acknowledge the bad weather. I acknowledge that the search area is 2 million square miles. One of the most remote places on the planet. One member of the Australian force looking said, quote, "We're not searching for a needle in a haystack. We're still trying to find where the haystack is." So, that's pretty much the situation there. Now, one of the things that happens in this hour is we take bits and pieces of mostly radio programs, news talk radio programs, chat programs, and the calls that we generate here are normally because of what people have said, and folks either want to agree or disagree. Do the same thing at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. So help yourself. Comments about what's going on in the news, that's the genesis of the term news talk radio. Doug Stephan's Good Day, 15 past the hour.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger, wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for, call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
888-302-3684. The president of Malaysian Airlines says that the plane ended its journey in a remote location of the southern Indian Ocean. Really? Where is it? Here's a conversation, the announcement actually, from the Malaysian prime minister.
The AAIB has concluded that MH370 flew along the southern corridor, and that its last position was in the middle of the Indian Ocean, west of Perth. This is a remote location, far from any possible landing site. It is therefore with deep sadness and regret that I must inform you that according to this new data, flight MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean. We will be holding a press conference tomorrow with further details. In the meantime, we wanted to inform you of this new development at the earliest opportunity. We share this information out of a commitment to openness and respect for the families, two principles which have guided this investigation. Malaysia Airlines have already spoken to the families of the passengers and crew to inform them of this development. For them, the past few weeks have been heartbreaking. I know this news must be a harder still. I urge the media to respect their privacy and allow them the space they need at this very difficult time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Over from last week's International Happiness Day, I guess, Kenny, right?
Yeah.
It's the song that goes with that. This is from The Voice last night. Team Adams, Austin Ellis, and Josh Kaufman in line to be eliminated. One of them, anyway. As that's the way the program works. They sing with each other, become friends. They compete against each other. And then one of them
off with their heads.
That's actually a pretty good version of the song. What do you think? Yes?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Crank it up, Michael. Make everybody happy. All right, so as a result of this competition, Adam chose Josh as the winner. So Austin Ellis is out, and Josh continues on. And if you're following The Voice, probably already knew that, right? 20 guys, not aimed at being a spoiler. A spoiler alert did not need to be issued before that, Ken. 25 after the hour. People are upset with me because yesterday, those who hadn't seen The Good Wife on Sunday night didn't know that Josh Charles's character had been shot and killed in... the episode that was on Sunday night. All right, let's see. Back to the action here. We're talking about the Malaysian airliner and the announcement made by the Malaysian Prime Minister that they've concluded the planes in the ocean. Really? I saw a lot of this stuff. Kenny and I were just talking about the data that they have and why it took them a couple of weeks to find it. I'm still not convinced that's where it is, but maybe you are. It's just the whole thing is way too bizarre. There's way too many questions that are unexplained. Does this make the story go away? Probably not. Well, maybe it'll not be on the top of the heap anymore. Here are our hosts, Chad Hartman and Adam Carter, talking about the airline texting family members about the fate of the plane.
We're dealing with so many people. They are overwhelmed by emotion. Some are resigned to the fact that their husband, their wife, their kids were dead. Others were saying, no. I'm telling you, they're somewhere, it's the oddest thing, but I'm hoping they're held hostage, and I'm not going to believe it until somebody tells me. Can you imagine going to your phone, and here is the text. Malaysia Airlines deeply regrets that we have to assume beyond any reasonable doubt that MH370 has been lost and that none of those on board survived. That's what you get on a text. I know we're in this modern technology. We're all texting. Is this really the way to do it? Or is it unavoidable considering the circumstances?
I would think, though, I mean, those families have all been together, and they're still together, right, at the in
most of
Kuala
them?
Lumpur.
Because when some of the information was delivered, they're passing out, they're
yeah.
screaming.
I would think there'd be a lot better way to do that. Not only that, but okay.
I don't want to text.
And maybe they have the information. I mean, maybe there truly is a lot more information that they have than they revealed to us today.
Yeah.
But also saying, I mean, it's got to be some pretty strong evidence if they're saying now that no
yes.
survivors.
Yeah. I think, to me, you have that press conference and you send a text, reach out to us if you'd like to hear further information. Right? I mean...
You gather the families, have a private meeting with them, say, here's what we have, here's our information. And
I just can't imagine if you reach out to me, just want to let you know your son's dead through a text. Right? Maybe it's just a different world, but, I mean, I'm texting all the time. Just to look on your phone and have the information delivered that way.
888-302-3684. Some of your calls on this in a few moments. The CEO of Malaysia Airlines said family members have been offered $5,000 for each passenger aboard the plane, and they're prepared to make additional payments as well. That brings them back to life, doesn't it? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Tuesday program is on the air. This is March 25th, by the way. And we're examining some of the statistics, some of the stories, some of the input. And I don't see positively, absolutely. I see maybe, possibly, could have. I think that this is a big cover-up. How do you like that? And I can say any of these things because I haven't been proved wrong. And I don't believe, never mind what our government says, I don't believe what most governments have to say. Why would they not tell you the truth? Who knows? Maybe the prime minister was in on whatever the hijacking netted. Are you crazy, Stefan? Yeah, I'm a little flaky sometimes. The authorities are still considering the possibilities of a hijacking, sabotage, terrorism, or the mental health of the pilots. Why did the pilot have this? I mean, you could cover up all kinds of things by just saying, okay, we found the debris, case closed. Right? And then nobody would ask, nobody goes to get any. Some guy is going to go out and really investigate this and write a book about it. And then there'll be people say, no, that's not true. That isn't what happened. Somebody's going to find out what happened. But I'm thinking this is too easy, too fast, too quick. Okay, everybody's tired. Let's tell the family something and get rid of them. Our political careers are in jeopardy. Our airline is in jeopardy. Nobody wants to fly on Malaysia Airlines. So this is a big business in Malaysia. Let's just find something that gets them off our back, and then it's over. Unless they come up with a piece of the plane that they can identify as, yep, that's the plane. We got the story. I don't believe a word that they say. Not a word. Ken?
Well, I just look at it, and there's no evidence to support any other possibility.
But there's no real evidence to support this one yet either.
Well, there's,
they just said,
there's, well, but this is the most obvious possible conclusion, and there have been satellite images that have spotted something. There have been two search planes that have seen something. There's been recent data that puts the plane in the vicinity of this site out in the Indian Ocean off of Australia. But there's been nothing to support anything else.
No.
It just,
so we're
going
to get
like
the answer to why.
Likely.
Why, you know how many hours after they shut off the transponder? This, to get to this place in the Indian Ocean, it's about a 7-hour ride. So why'd they shut all of the transponder stuff off?
Well, if there was an electrical fire, the
plane's not going to fly for 7 hours and just go wandering aimlessly into the middle of the ocean.
Oh, sure, it would have kept going on whatever course it had been on if everybody on the plane was unconscious or dead.
But it wasn't on that course. That course was on course to go to Beijing, unless somebody in the plane turned it around.
But the ocean is constantly moving. It could have crashed anywhere in the ocean, and who knows where it would have wound up. And now there's a cyclone there mixing things up.
No, that's not my point. When the plane turned, it's made a course correction that basically sent it off to the in a westerly direction instead of a northerly direction. Why'd that happen?
Well, there's no evidence to support that it made that turn.
So how'd it get into the Indian Ocean?
If it blew up or crashed right where it was shortly after the last contact, that would have been in the Indian Ocean.
However, you don't fly over the Indian Ocean to get from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Indian Ocean is to the west, right?
Yeah, all I can tell you is that all the satellite data. I mean, there's no evidence to support a hijacking, terrorist. If it was terrorist, there would have been some sort of demand.
I don't think it was terrorism. I never thought it was
responsibility.
I don't think it was terrorism.
If there was something so valuable on it that it was hijacked, whoever that was going to would be making noise about it. And there's been nothing about that either.
I don't know that that's that's the problem. Nobody knows. Is this the best lead for those who want to get you off the scent? It is. You want to say, okay, and if they find debris that actually comes from the plane and identify it as such, then I'll be quiet. Until that time, there are too many questions about how the plane operates and whether there were people that were dead or not. If everybody in the plane was dead and just kept flying, it isn't going to make a course correction of 90 degrees and head west when it was heading north. It's not going to, it just doesn't make any sense unless somebody's controlling it from the ground. How is it going to take, if everybody's dead on the plane, how is it going to take a sharp left-hand turn to head toward the Indian Ocean? If making the course correction that it did, and if it did run out of fuel, yeah, it's conceivable that it's in the Indian Ocean. But what I want to know is how it turned as dramatically as it did. If there was something going on the plane, and if there was a fire on the plane, it wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes before the fire got to the fuel under the belly of the plane and on the wings. That is no way it's going to fly 7 hours if there was a fire in the plane. So, what happened? That's going to be one of the great mysteries. This is, if nobody really ever finds out what happened, it's going to be one of the great mysteries. And there'll still be people with theories that'll go on for years and years and years. What's your theory? 888-302-3684. David, listening in Ohio, to Good Day.
I'm a 75-year-old citizen and a ex-military veteran, so 15 years. And it's amazing to me how this one story has just taken up the whole news space from local to national news when we've got so many other things going on, just like that immigration thing and all the other local happenings that happens every day, the crashes and the killings and the dope deals and all this. It's an everyday deal. But all is taken over by big money, worrying about who's going to be the first one to say, okay, we told you so, we found the wreckage, and we knew it was a hijacking and all this. I thought from day one it was a hijacking, but who knows where and why? Who cares until it's over and done with and we find out the final real results?
All right. And whether anybody cares after that remains to be seen. It's just one of those fascinating, captivating stories. The Maritime Safety Authority says search operations are going to resume tomorrow because the weather is as bad as it is down there. All right, a couple of more calls, and then I think he's right. Let's move on. Pat in Texas says it's hard not to watch all of this stuff for her.
I am ill, so I've been watching it, and it is just constant. They started, I was watching TV, I think about midnight. It's when they pick this up, and they have gone all through the morning. And it's, I mean, I've watched it, but it's the same thing over and over again. I guess I'm hypnotized by it.
Good for you. Daniel in North Carolina, what you say?
in my opinion, and listening to you this morning and then kind of jumping around to the other news channels on the radio, everyone probably talked about it in a span, your station included, in a span of about 5 minutes. And I would say that, even this morning and through this whole ordeal, it has been over covered, but I think it's probably because it's so compelling for people to consider being on an airplane and having it just disappear. You know, it seems like had it crashed, it would have been a day or two before it was out of the news cycle. But because there's no resolution to it, you know, yes, it's horrible, but I don't know that it's any more horrible than any of the other numerous amounts of planes that crashed throughout the year. But I'd say it's because there has been no resolution to it, why we keep seeing it.
I love these guys. The numerous plane crashes we see throughout the year. There hasn't been a plane crash for years. How long has it been since the last life was lost in a commercial airliner plane crash? It's been
a while.
Yeah. The Asiana plane in Los Angeles, that was not in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, which was last year, wasn't it? Was it at some point in the summer of last year. So it's not like these things happen every day. It's not like car crashes on the streets of major cities or out in the boonies. It's just one of these. And a lot of people are in airplanes. You hear the stories about it being safer to travel on an airplane than any other mode of transportation, which is absolutely true. Okay, so we got that taken care of. Now we'll go to our next waste of time, which is the Ukraine, coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I now focusing your attention on what's going on in Ukraine. I said something as a wise guy, but again, this is one of these two things. The gentleman, one of the callers, pointed out that all these stories that dominate the news have nothing to do with what's really going on in America. What about all the things that are going on in America? Are we tired of talking about the same old there, too? Or is it still as exciting to see another, yet another video of Mrs. Clinton making a speech somewhere? Is she running or isn't she running? What's the story with that? Meanwhile, here's Taco's Chet Walker with Vicky Barker, correspondent in Ukraine, with the latest on Russia and maybe an answer to the question that I've been asking, a lot of other people are asking, why does this make any difference to us here in America?
Russian troops have taken a marine base in the Crimea region of the Ukraine, overrunning one of the last symbols of resistance left after Moscow wrestled the peninsula away from that country. The U.S. and the EU have targeted some of Putin's closest longtime political and business allies with personal sanctions. First of all, can you explain to us why this is a big deal for those of us in the U.S.? Because this seems like a region of the Ukraine that wants to be a part of Russia, so they might as well let them go.
Well, the fact of the matter is, although the vote was 90% in favor of Crimea rejoining Russia in that recent referendum, in fact, most of most Ukrainians and ethnic Tatars boycotted that referendum. I mean, Crimea today is, to all intents and purposes, under the control of these self-described, you know, local militias, pro-Russian militias, whose party actually got 4% of the vote in the last regional elections in 2010. And as you said, Chet, I mean, what the last thing to fall was the naval base at Feodosia, and we've had reports that the Ukrainian officers there were led away with their hands tied behind their backs. And what's also happened today, Chet, is that Ukraine is the government, the interim government in Kiev, is basically accepting the inevitable, and it is pulling its forces out of Crimea in the face, it says, of threats and pressure from the Russian military.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything really the U.S. and the EU can do other than sanctions?
Well, no. President Obama has already ruled out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. The sanctions, certainly, they're hurting Vladimir Putin's pride, if nothing else. And probably what is going to be discussed as the G7 members meet on the outskirts of this security conference going on in The Hague today is to talk about even stiffer sanctions, possibly this time leveled more directly against the Russian government rather than Russian individuals.
And the $64 question is, what's next for Putin?
Well, that's indeed the case, because there are certainly fears that the next region that could go would be a former Soviet area, a separatist region called Transdniester, which has already offered itself to Moscow, a request that Russia has promised to consider, although, officially the Russians are saying they have no further territorial desires.
I remember back to the days when I was running the news operation at WEEI in Boston, mid-80s. If some reporter working for me started out the report by saying the fact of the matter is, when she came back or he came back to the studio, I would have fired him. The fact of the matter is, that's just garbage. That is mindless garbage coming out of the mouth of some of the... The truth, don't you always love it? Well, the truth is, really... How about you just, instead of saying the fact of the matter is, here's what we know, or something like that. Isn't it? I know I'm a stickler for linguistics sometimes, but that sort of stuff is not. And you listen to all of their, they sound authoritative, but do they really know what's going on in Putin's head? Of course they don't. But they'll tell you they do. I'm sure this is what he's thinking. 51 after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, getting the heavy news out of the way here and the conversation about it, 888-302-3684. Europe and America are united in our support of the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people, the president said yesterday. We are uniting and imposing a cost on Russia for its action. It will pay a price for Ukraine. All right, well, that's... Left it. What's the price? Is it worth it to have gone in there and gotten whatever the price is that's being asked to, whatever they're trying to extract from the leaders, et cetera, et cetera? Kenny, what do you have on Facebook and Twitter? Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show about what's going on in the Ukraine and our interest and involvement there.
Alan says, stay out of the affairs of everyone. Concentrate on solving the multitude of problems we have here in America.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Next.
Adrian says, if the president doesn't go to war, he'll be called weak. If he does, he'll be accused of taking the U.S. to war.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else? You got anything else?
And Tom says, the longer Edward Snowden remains silent on events in Ukraine, the more I suspect his previous motives.
Really? What do you think that means?
Well, he was all about freedom and blaming the U.S. for attacking the freedom of its own people. And then he's over there in Russia not saying a word about Russia going into Ukraine and taking Crimea.
Right. And he's going to say because he wants to go to Siberia? You're going to expect him to say something? What foolishness. 888-30, do you think that living in Russia is like living in America? You can say what you want when you want to, especially when you're there and you got no other place to go? I don't think so. 888-302-3684. Okay. Michael in Colorado with thoughts on the Ukraine.
Well, I think giving aid to Ukraine is a huge mistake. I think that's probably the quickest way to escalate it. Sanctions are probably the best way to do stuff, but, I mean, we're going to give them a $1 billion loan, and Russia offered him, a $15 billion loan earlier, and I don't think it's smart. I don't think there's neo-Nazis over there or anything. I mean, they might have a small right-wing thing going on over there, but we just have to let it play out.
All right. So there are lots of bits and pieces here. Quick comments. Let's see if we can get a few of these in before we run ourselves out of time here. Jim in Oregon listening to Good Day.
I do think we ought to keep in mind
that this whole Crimea crisis was caused by the West and U.S. Really encouraging these rioters that fostered a coup in Ukraine. And what is Putin to do? But when we foster, supposedly in a democratic country, we're fostering a coup, and then, you know, this whole thing is part of this neoconservative, aggressive policy of the U.S., and it's not working. It's not helping the U.S.
Stuff's been going on for years, hasn't it? 888-302-3684, Jack and Minnesota.
I would say to Congress what I've already said to Congress in my calls to my two senators and representative. No and hell no to $1 billion. It ain't a loan. It's a gift because Ukraine is a basket case because they already bought into the neoliberal BS for the last 20 years. That's why they are a basket case. And to think that we're going to give $1 billion to a bunch of neo-Nazi morons.
All right. So the one caller calls them neocons. The other one calls them neo-libs. Okay. Hey, listen. And then they're neo-Nazis as well. Ethan in Kentucky, wrap this up for us, will you please?
As far as financial aid for Ukraine goes, you know, I feel that we should more support our own infrastructure financial-wise. But as far as military support goes, I don't see any problem with, you know, posting a couple thousand troops over there to try to keep the peace. I mean, they're overrunning military bases over Crimea. You know, there's no point for that. At one point, before Russia annexed them, they were part of Ukraine. The Ukraine government fought for this. You know, they came from the USSR after the USSR collapsed, and, you know, they fought for what they had to. They fought like we did during the American Revolutionary War. We fought for our own independence, and that's what Ukraine's fighting for. When it comes down to Crimea, that's just Russia trying to bully the Eastern Bloc, or what used to be of it.
All right.
Deep breath.
Right. Deep breath. Weather. Those of you who enjoy the 50, 60-degree temperature in the East Coast over the weekend, look forward to some snow later on today. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? That's maybe the big local, quasi-local story. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.